Dead Sea not only will come into play with the Dead Sea Scrolls, but also with stories such as that of Lot, who has his wife turned into a pillar of salt as they're running away in this region. Continuing even further then to the east, we've got our fourth zone. These are known as the Eastern Hills, as opposed to the Western Hills. These Eastern Hills are high and rugged. There are a number of rivers that cut through this region. These Eastern Hills will not play too much of a role in our lectures, except insofar as they are the region through which the Israelites come on up from Egypt during the Exodus, and these are where some of their enemies, neighbors, friends live, the Moabs, the Ammonites, and other people that are mentioned in the Hebrew Bible. Beyond the Eastern Hills, we have our fifth and last zone, namely the desert. This is the desert of Syria, the desert of Jordan, the desert of Arabia. There is very little rainfall in this region, and for much of the history of ancient Israel, this is going to form the eastern border of our own area, of our entire area. Frequently, the eastern border doesn't even get this far. It's simply at the Jordan River rather than all the way over here into the desert. But this is as far as we ever are going to go geographically. For most of our lectures, we will be concerned with the first three of the zones, that is the coastal plain on the far west, the foothills and the hill country in the middle, and then the rift valley on the west. We will not be extending any further than that for the most part. Now, there are a number of ancient trade routes that go through this region, which will be of importance from time to time. One of the great international roads was known as the Way of the Land of the Philistines. Alternately, the Egyptians called it the Way of Horus. The Romans called it the Via Maris, that is the Way of the Sea. And in some lectures, we will see that a number of our armies traipsing through this region come up through this great road, which runs for the most part right up through the coastal plains on the far west of our region, right next to the Mediterranean Sea. Okay, so we are located geographically. In terms of chronology, we will be mostly focusing on the period from the second millennium BCE, that is from just after the year 2000 BCE, right up through the Roman period, which is going to take us to the second or third century CE. So we've got just a little over 2,000 years to do in this course. Bear in mind that the occupation of this region goes back right to Neolithic period and even beyond, 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 and more years ago. But we are going to jump in the period where we begin to get writing and where we can corroborate some of the stories. So we will not begin until about the year 2000 BCE. If we were doing a strictly archaeology course, I would want to begin quite a bit earlier. But in this particular case, let's begin with the time of Abraham and the patriarchs, where we get the biblical books telling us the stories of what's going on here, and we can start to corroborate what we've got from a number of different sources. And so we want to begin then with the stories that are told to us in the biblical books of Genesis through 2 Kings. And these are going to provide us with an account, a continuous account, of Israelite and Judean history from their earliest times until the fall of Jerusalem